Hello guys, and welcome to the Rated 18 podcast season 1. I'm still your girl Kink Chick, and the topic of today's episode is sexual fetishism. Now, I know that the word fetish may sound familiar to some, if not all of you, and when I might go, they think, say, like, juju kind of thing because of the word fetish. But no, you know, on the Rated 18 podcast, we keep everything freaky, nasty, naughty, and today we are taking it 100 degrees up because it's sexual, okay? So the word sexual fetishism means, you know, when someone gets their pleasure or sexual arousal from inanimate objects or non-genital body parts, okay? For example, someone can, you know, be so attracted to the female breast, and if they don't have it, if they don't see it, they might not have sexual arousal. That's when someone has a fetish for a particular thing. Some people may have fetish for, you know, some type of clothing like leather or rubber or something. I feel everyone has a fetish. You just need to search deep within yourself to know that thing that gives you that pleasure, okay? So today we are delving deep into this. We're going to know the types of fetishism. You know, some people have fetish for inanimate objects, that's non-living things, and some people have fetish for non-genital body parts. You know, most times people get attracted to genital body parts, like maybe the breast, the buttocks. You know, those parts are like naturally sexual, okay? But now there's some people that they are still normal people though, but they have attraction to non-genital body parts. So there are types of sexual fetishism. We have those people that are attracted to body parts. They're attracted to body fluids. When I say body fluids, I mean all body fluids. I sincerely mean all body fluids. Some people are attracted to, hey, if I say this thing, the internet will scatter. Some people have this intense urge for the taste of menstruation. It's called menophilia. Okay. So now I'm talking about body fluids. Some people have this intense urge for menstruation, the taste of menstruation blood, the smell, you know, the feel, like when they hear that someone is on their period, they get aroused. When Mona Lisa was talking about how her boyfriend leaks her menstruation, people were just like raving and ranting and saying all types. I was just laughing at you people. Because yes, some people actually go crazy over menstruation. Like that's what gives them sexual pleasure, satisfaction. Some people's zone is like urine. It's called urophilia. So we have urophilia, lactophilia, scatophilia. So I'll be explaining them one by one. They take my time to explain them for now. So menophilia is when you have this intense urge for menstrual blood. Urophilia is when someone has this attraction or intense pleasure whenever they get peed on. Like, yes, urine. Like, if you pee for the person body, you know, the person gets sexual satisfaction. And this may sound weird to you, but I've actually experienced it. Like, you know, there was this guy I met, and all he was like, baby, just urinate in my mouth. I was like, hey, God, is this normal? Yeah, because is this normal? Like, how can someone have, and this thing was like, you see that if he doesn't have this thing, like, he will not be satisfied. You know, some people can drink. They call it golden shower. Yeah, golden shower. So when you urinate on the person, or when you are urinated on, if you're the person that has that kind of fetish, it gives you this sense of like, oh yeah, you're satisfied. Normally, thing we go make man come. Maybe if a guy is like fucking a girl and the guy comes, that's the same way they feel when they see all these things. So some people get their sexual satisfaction from drinking breast milk, like breastfeeding. Some guys get sexual satisfaction from sucking a lady's breast milk. Like, not just sucking the breast, like milk gas comes from the breast milk. So we have scatophilia. Scatophilia is when you get sexual satisfaction from eating like you eat like poo poo. Like, you get sexual satisfaction from eating. You know, this is what they do for Dubai. Say, girls go con shit, or maybe the guy go shit for girl mouth. Like, the guy will, you know, they'll eat some certain things, like make sure they are purging, and the guy will now like be excreta shit into the girl's mouth, and it will give the guy pleasure. Or it could be the other way around, like the girl will shit in the guy's mouth, and the guy will, the taste of the shit will give him pleasure. The taste of the shit will arouse. Now, that's what will make his dick to stand. So I think this is not only for men. I think there are also women that actually get pleasure from this thing also. Yeah, because this is fetish. It's not gender biased, okay? So you can have women that get, you know, pleasure from this. You can have men that get pleasure from this as well. Like, I've had a few people, like, say this kind of thing. And I don't dig it, okay? Because I'm like, why would someone get pleasure from this? But that's what it is. You know, you cannot say what a person likes. And that's the thing with sex. Sex is very tricky because sometimes people can be very extreme. They can go all out. And if they don't do that, they will not have satisfaction. So that's for bodily fluids, okay? So we have body parts like the tongue, the fingers, the nipples, the hair, even hair. Some people have fetish for hair. So maybe when they see a girl that has long hair, they are like, it gives them this, they can even like you because of that. Like, they get sexually aroused when they see a girl with some certain type of hair, or when a girl sees a guy with some certain kind of hair. So it could even be nails. Yeah, I know that one. Like, that's very common. Lots of guys are like, they have this fetish for long nails, beautiful nails. Like, that's what turns them on, when they see a girl with long nails. So for the inanimate objects, do you know that you can have a fetish for sex toys? Like, there's some people that if they don't use sex toys, they cannot come. Some people even have a fetish for pornography. Like, if they don't watch a particular video of a particular person, they cannot have sexual satisfaction. So your fetish could be anything. Anything that, like, you need that thing, like intense, you know, recurrence. You must have that thing to, like, come, to have sexual satisfaction, to get turned on. That's your fetish. So some people may be like, oh, I don't have fetish. But you know, if you search, there's a particular thing. Maybe some guys, they want to, like, you know, get their dick standing. They'll have to, like, watch a particular clip of a particular lady or something. The worst one for me is the one where some people will sniff panties. Like, they'll sniff underwear. That's for the inanimate objects, okay? Sniffing of underwear, shoe fetish. Like, the list goes on and on and on. There's so many things, so many different stuff where you can have your fetish in. Also, there is a good part for the fetish, and there's also a bad part, because in all things, I think in all things, we have to be like modest. We have to do it, like, you know, in a good way. Don't go too extreme, because it can actually lead to a disorder. If this thing is so intense that if you don't have this thing, you cannot have normal sex. Some people do it to a point where they cannot even have normal sex anymore. That's when it becomes a disorder. That's when it becomes, you know, that, okay, this is not normal anymore. I saw a post on Facebook where a lady was she was like crying out to the public, oh, come and help me. Because her husband says that, okay, if he wants to have sex with her, he will put eggs inside her. Oh God, things people do for sex, you'll be shocked. He'll put eggs inside her and ask her to lay the eggs. I'm sorry. He'll ask her to lay the eggs. That's his fetish. Like, if he doesn't do it like that, he will not, I don't, maybe he will not stand up or something. So he will stuff eggs into his, so maybe he has a fetish for chickens, I don't know. He will stick the eggs into, like, boiled eggs, okay, into her, and she will now start laying the eggs for him, and he will come. That's ridiculous. But then that's his own fetish. So some people have some people have fetish for heels. High heels turn them on. Like, if you wear high heels for your guy, that can make him, like, have a hard on, because that's what he likes, okay? But if it becomes too, like, frequent, that's the only way, you know, they can come. Or that's the only way they can have sexual arousal while using these objects. Maybe sex toys, maybe clothing, like leather or anything, or doing some certain kind of stuff. It becomes a disorder, guys. Yes, it becomes a disorder, like mental, like colo. When you're doing it too much, you become colo, because you cannot have normal sex anymore. When it has crossed that boundary from normal to abnormal, guys, you have to see a doctor. In fact, you have to go to Yaba Left for them to go and treat, because that's like abnormal. Anything that stops you from having normal sex, that's now a disorder. So you have a fetish disorder if you cannot have normal sex apart from the normal fetish thing. So the good side to fetish, let me say personally, what I really like about this fetish thing is that if you find someone that maybe you have this person's fetish and you people click, like, that can be like a forever deal, you get. So I used to be very like conscious of my belly. Like I'm always like, my belly is still big and all. Till I found out that some guys, they have belly fetish. You can never believe it. Belly fetish, like that belly that you're scared of. To all my big girls out there, go and look for a guy that has belly fetish. Belly fetish is when a guy has like fetish for big bellies. Like they worship the belly. You know, squeezing the belly, touching the belly, massaging it gives him sexual satisfaction. Okay? Belly fetish. Like, everything is there. There is body worship. That's also a fetish, you know? There's some guys that are into, like, big girls. They worship your body as a big girl. That's a benefit of fetish. So, if you're a big girl, you know, you just learn to like be with a guy that has that kind of fetish. Okay, there's body worship, there is muscle worship. So when you see people go do like crazy body, you know, make their body to be a certain way, that shows you that there are people that are interested in that kind of thing. There is muscle worship. So someone can like, you know, get to a certain size or, you know, build their muscles to a certain size just because for someone else that is a fetish. Okay, and that person will worship the fetish. I even read about devotism, like a form of fetish where someone is attracted to an amputated part of the body. Like this thing can get very sickening. Okay, like someone is sexually attracted to an amputated part of the body. For example, someone that is an amputee, and so this person is that part of the body that is amputated gives the person sexual arousal, like. That is, I don't know. Maybe it will make the amputee happy or something. I don't know. But yes, that's what it is. There are people that like, so that's why they say, find the person that likes you. Find the person that fetishizes over you, because that's what it is. When the person, but you don't have to make it turn into an obsession, because sometimes when there is a fetish disorder, it could lead to someone harming someone else. Okay, that's the danger of fetishism, because it could turn into it's quite like an obsession. It's an obsession, so it could turn into something dangerous. Maybe if you are the object of someone's fetish, I don't know, sexual fetish, the person could become so obsessed and may want to like have you all the time. And maybe if you're like, okay, I no longer want this, if a person is a bad person, they can end up harming you. Okay, yeah, because it can get that bad, you know. So if you're the object of someone's sexual desire, you are the fetish. Okay, and the person is the fetishist. So if the person like really wants you, and maybe you're not really digging that kind of thing anymore, after like the person has gotten used to you, it could become dangerous, because the person can either harm you or harm themselves. Okay, so there's also let me talk about erotic asphyxiation. Okay, that's when people have sexual arousal by choking, like you choke them hard enough for them to feel like they are close to death, but they are not close to death. Okay, it's a form of sexual arousal where people get pleasure by choking, like, choke me, daddy. you see some people that say, choke me, daddy. And that's their fetish. Like, they love it. If you just choke them, like, this few minutes, everything don't pour, everywhere don't wet. Okay, so that's also a form of fetish for them. But it could also be dangerous, because in a case where some people use, there's a particular device some people use, like it's automated to choke themselves. Maybe they don't have a partner or someone they can. You know, now mostly all these Americans, they really get all these kinds of things. I don't think anybody could get them from Nigeria, because I don't see any Nigerian getting a device to strangle themselves. I don't know if he gets them, but I don't know. I'm just saying. Okay, so they get this device and they use it to choke themselves. Choking is basically strangulation. Like you're asking someone to strangle you, like, strangle me, like, choke me. Oh my god. Okay, choke me, strangle me till, because that's what gives me pleasure, that's what makes me come. So now it's not seeming sweet to me now, because nothing is going on. But maybe if a guy I really like does that to me, you know, it would be another story. Okay, but it could be very dangerous if you're using a device where someone is not there to help you, and you set it and it becomes too tight, you can even end up, you know, killing yourself. So in everything we do, I feel like we have to be like, do it in moderation. Anything you do, whether it's a fetish or anything, you have to do it in moderation, because you may end up hurting yourself. Imagine the man that is inserting eggs into the woman's vagina, someone could get, you could get an infection, you could get a disease from that, because inserting an egg into, like, it doesn't sound normal at all. Like some fetish, when you hear them and you're like, Jesus, someone is doing this. For example, the one that like really offs me the most is the one where someone leaks blood. Like the taste of menstrual blood, the smell of menstrual blood turns you on. And I'm not going to lie, during my period, I actually smell my menstruation blood. I don't know if people do it, but one time I posted on Facebook and I was like, am I the only person that does this? And a lot of other women were like, yes, they do it. So I don't know if that is part of fetish, but I know that when I'm on my period, this is a secret, guys. Please don't tell anybody. This is a secret. This is a secret. It's between us, okay? When I'm on my period, I used to like take out my tampon or my pad and I would like smell the blood, like pour the blood. There was been a time I like rubbed the blood all over my face. I know that's disgusting for some people, but yeah, I don't know if it's my hormones during that time of the month, or maybe I have a fetish for it. I don't know. So it's just that. Okay, so you just have to do everything in moderation, because one, you could actually get an infection. You can actually get an infection. All of you out there that are leaking and tasting menstrual blood, you are drinking blood. Anywhere you see menstrual blood, you put your mouth. Anywhere you see breast milk, you put your mouth. Anywhere you see urine, you swallow, you drink everything. Hope you are aware that you can catch an STD, you can catch a bacterial infection. You can even catch HIV from doing all those fetish things. So you have to be like rational about it, okay? Don't overdo it. And I believe like stuff like this should be done with people that you are close to. Maybe you have a partner. It shouldn't be done with everybody, okay? You know, some people are just very loose. Like, some men are like dogs. Anywhere they see their fetish, that's where they'll chuck their head. Anywhere they see the menstrual blood, anything that turns them on, that's where they'll chuck their head. So you have to be rational. You can't just go about like leaking any menstrual blood or something. Also, I forgot to mention one thing. Sperm. Like, you know, I feel like that's also a part of a fetish for some girls. There are some girls that love to swallow cum. Some girls that love the smell of cum, like sperm. Sperm, like when a guy pours, they love it. Like, they even use it as facial. They'll use cum as facial. They'll rub it on their face, on their chest, everywhere. Some people will even go as far as swallowing it. I, for one, I know that sperm is not even in light, like, I detest the smell of it. But there are some girls that love it. They will drink it. They will swallow everything. They will go and drink water to step it down. But, you know, you can easily catch an STD by doing that, because that's a bodily fluid, whether you like it or not. So you have to do this thing with someone that is your partner, because if you're because you have a fetish, you keep drinking and swallowing every sperm you see. That's a very serious, that's a very easy ticket to getting an STD or a bacterial infection or even a viral infection. So be careful out there. Whatever fetish you're doing, you have to be very careful. I love sucking dick. Like, I love to suck dick. Sucking dick gives me sexual pleasure. Sucking dick gives me sexual arousal. Like, I don't need a guy to touch me. Like, if I just suck the dick, I will suck it. I will come. Sometimes if I give a guy a boob job, he doesn't need to touch me. I will come. That is my fetish. One of them, actually. That is one of my fetishes. Okay? So, if I'm sucking... There are girls like me. Like, don't be shy. There are girls like me. I know you. You like to suck dick. If you don't suck a guy's dick, you'll not be okay sexually. Like, you'll not have that feeling of sexual satisfaction. But you're shy. You're pretending. We know ourselves, okay? I love to suck dick. I know some girls that love to swallow. If they don't swallow... Like, that unborn... That guy's unborn child. You like to swallow it. The unborn eggs, the unborn sperm cells, you swallow everything, you take it inside. So that is a fetish as well. So, and also, there's something I discovered, you know, when it comes to menophilia, I'm really hitting on this menophilia thing, because a lot of Nigerians, I know that we Nigerians like to pretend when it comes to, you know, sexual stuff. We are really shy to talk about sexual stuff, but not on the Rated 18 show, not on the Rated 18 podcast. We would expose everything here. We would disgrace ourselves. We would talk about everything here, because this is Rated 18, okay? So I realized that, you know, people that have this menophilia, they go as far as searching dustbins, like pits, places that, you know, women love. That's why they started telling some women, burn your, you know, your pads, you know, maybe you can dig the earth and put it in. Because most times we see when they catch people that went to girls' hostels and are taking part, not all of them are ritualists, guys. You know, we in Nigeria, any small thing is blood money, ritualists. Not all of them are ritualists. Some of them just have this urge for menstrual blood. They will pack all those used pads. They'll go and be sniffing it. Some of them will wear it. Some of them will, I don't know whether they will taste it, they will lick it. That's because they have the fetish. And it has gone to the disorder level, because if you see them now, it has led them to start acting like mad people on the streets. Okay? There are some guys that have this fetish that they can no longer control themselves. You see them in every girl's DM. Maybe a girl that has big breasts, like me now. Guys that have breast fetish, they are always in my DM all the time. And you know that this one is not normal again, because they now have a disorder. They can they cannot control themselves anymore just because they've seen big breasts. And I know that, you know, based on the society, maybe pornography or something, the breast, like, breast is trending now. I know we all love to say ass or bum bum is what is a lie. And I can say this because I have both of them. Men are always, they have this sexual, I don't know whether it's from childhood, because, you know, they say boys like to suck breasts well from small, like when they are babies. Male children, they will be sucking the breasts very well. So when they grow up, I don't know. So people that have this fetish for boobs, like you see them in my DM, they are crazy. Like, there's some guys that all they want is just a boob job. That's all. They will come. They don't have to even have sex. They don't have to even put their p- anywhere. Just put the in between the jugs. They will come. They will pour everywhere. And I think that can affect their sexual life, because, for example, if they get married to a woman, and even if she has breasts, even if she has big breasts, worse for her if she does not have big breasts. Because, you know, Nigerian men, they will leave the thing that is giving them that sexual arousal. And gonna say they want to marry a Mary Amaka. You have fetish for big breasts, you gotta marry auntie that doesn't have anything on her chest, because that's the one that looks good in the eye of society. Then you'll not be in my DM disturbing me day and night. So imagine, how do you satisfy your wife in that case? Because there are some men that don't even like having, like, normal sex, like, you know, coitus. They just want to feel the warmth of the breast. Okay, they just want the breast to, like, envelop the, and they are good. Okay, so how do you now please your woman? So it can become a problem. That's when we talk about the fetish disorder. It can become a problem where the man is just all about the breast and the woman is not getting satisfied. Is now you can no longer have normal sex because you are too obsessed with big breasts. So this is a little advice for people that have fetish. I think you should go ahead. Maybe if you're having a relationship, you should have a relationship with a partner that has that thing. A partner that is the object of your fetish. Okay? A partner that is, you know, your fetish. You have fetish for someone that has big breasts, and you have a partner that has big breasts. Because why would you have fetish for big breasts and you're going with someone that has a small breast? It can even disgrace you. Because when it comes to, I'm sorry, it even comes to where you can no longer hold yourself, and the whole world will know that this is who you are. So it's better to hide yourself inside than to bring yourself outside to the public. Okay, so go for people that, you know, have the same thought process with you. For example, if you're someone that likes menstruation blood and your partner doesn't know about this, or maybe she's someone that might frown on it, and one day she finds out that you're doing this, that might even end the relationship. Because some people will be like, tofia akwa, God forbid, especially some Nigerian women, tofia akwa, ritual, you're a ritualist. If you like menstruation blood, you are a ritualist. Okay, so go for someone that has the same mindsets with you, you know, concerning all this kind of thing, so that you don't seem weird. Because it is weird enough for people to know that you like to lick menstruation blood. You like to sniff used pads. So it's better to keep it inside. That's why most people, you will not know they have this fetish till you get close to them, okay? So I was having this discussion with a friend of mine, and she told me that she has this kink. Okay, so another word that I can use for fetish is kink. So some people can say they are kinky or they like kinky stuff. That can also mean the fetish thing, okay? So she said she has this fetish. Like, after a guy has finished having sex with her, like, she'll go and sniff the, like, you know, the mixture of the two bodily fluids. Like, she'll go and sniff it. That gives her, you know, it makes her to, like, have this feel, this arousal, this satisfaction by sniffing that has mixed, that just came out from her. She understands. So people have very weird, you know, weird fetish. Okay. So some people can also have like fetish for BDSM. Okay. They have the fetish when they come in contact with like so much pain. If they don't have like intense amount of pain, they cannot have sexual satisfaction. Okay. There was this guy I was, you know, doing one or two with one time. You might even see this video. Okay. So there was time we were doing somewhere in the act of coitus, and he started to slap me. At first, because the thing was sweeting me, I was not really like, my brain did not like register that this guy is actually slapping me. For he started from small, like, you know, like now from clap, that's the start. Okay, he was just, you know, doing it small. I was thinking, okay, maybe it's just small. For, you know, he started slapping me hard. I had to like hold him, like, what's going on here? And this guy's like, he's very intense when it comes to all these things. So I guess that was actually his fetish. Okay, there was a time he was choking me. This guy started choking me. This guy, I was like, God, this guy is going to kill me here. And then I had to hold him, like actually struggle with him to stop. Because if I did not stop, I think maybe I would have lost my life. Okay, so BDSM is actually a form of, you know, fetish. Some people can have a fetish for BDSM. Spanking, like intense spanking. When I talk of spanking, it's not the small spanking. They will spank you like you feel the pain. So it's either like the person that is receiving the spanking can actually have that fetish for spanking, or the person that is giving the spanking can actually have a fetish for giving spanking. You know, all this flogging, you know, BDSM is very intense. Most people that delve into such things, like such deviances, like they have fetish for it. I don't think a normal human, like normal person, can walk into a room doing BDSM if you don't have fetish for it. Like your body got strong to do BDSM fetish. You have to be abnormal up there. Something has to be abnormal for you to, you know, go for someone to be flogging you. It's not a joke. This is what we call fetish. You know, they have whips. Some people use those whips like with some small nails, and they'll use it to flog. And the person will be deriving sexually. The person can come from doing that, from whipping, spanking, slapping, and all that. There's also the one where you can spit into the person's mouth. Or the person will spit into your mouth. Like, baby, spit into my mouth. Spit, like saliva, pour saliva, and the person will drink it. You know, this same guy, he poured saliva into my mouth. I don't know, open my mouth. But I don't know whether that's part of my fetish, but I did not share drink the saliva. But he poured saliva into my mouth. He told me to drink it. I spat it out because I was like, why do you want me to drink your saliva? So maybe that's not actually my fetish, but people actually drink people's saliva. People are out here drinking saliva. Don't be shocked. All these sugar daddies out here, this thing called fetish, now they cause lots of sugar daddies and sugar baby situation, even sugar mummies out here. Even though fetish is like, you know, more common in men, like men are like really the ones that really have this fetish stuff, because I don't know, maybe the testosterone, you know, makes them to be more active or more crazy when it comes to sex. But men have more, you know, men are more like dominant in this area of sex. Although we have some odogwines, some women that when it comes to this, like they'll even beat a man hands down. But we know that men really have this fetish thing more than women. Okay, so now all these sugar daddies of a thing, there are a lot of fetish things that they cannot do with their wives. Yes, especially in Nigeria, where we have a very hypocritic society. You know, people are scared of what society will say or what their wife will even say, because this man, you know, highly placed in the society, and he goes to marry maybe the daughter of a highly placed man, and maybe she's so prim and proper, but this man has a fetish of maybe drinking urine or maybe slapping the girl's bum bum or doing some crazy shit or like eating or something. He cannot do that with his wife. So he goes out there and he looks for a girl, you know, that is a single young girl, and he pays her money, because a normal girl out there cannot do this for free. You know, nobody in their right mind can do it for free, especially if it's not what they like as well. So he goes out there, looks for a fine girl, and pays her money. And then there you have it, sugar daddies and sugar babies everywhere. Sugar boys and sugar girls. There are some maybe older women that they have fetish for certain things that they cannot do with their husbands. Probably because their husbands are old, or maybe they don't want their husbands to see them as sluts. Yes, because in Nigeria, if a woman has some certain like inclination to certain things that don't seem normal, like to some Nigerian men, a woman should not even suck dick. Yes, there's some men that if their girlfriend starts to like me now, if a man comes to me, there's some men that can come to me and I'm like, oh, I enjoy sucking the, like the way I'll suck the, like, you know, that is demon time. And the man will be like, this one, nah, shawo. Like, there's some men that if a woman sucks, like, it'd be like, this is a shower. This is, she's a slut. Like, no. Like, a woman is supposed to be, like, so angelic when it comes to sex. Like, she doesn't need to do anything. Okay? So, they discriminate. And the woman is like, oh, she cannot do this with her husband. She cannot ask her husband to, like, maybe spank her. She cannot ask her husband to do some certain things. And so, she'll go out there and find a young boy and be paying money. Okay, when I mean a young boy, I mean a boy that is over 18. Okay? Yes, a sappy man. There you have it. Sugar mommies, sugar daddies, sugar babies, and sugar boys and girls everywhere. So this is all due to fetish of a thing. So role play is also one thing that people can have a fetish for. Okay, so role play is where someone like maybe wears a certain costume to depict a certain kind of like role. For example, a housemaid. It could be a housemaid. It could be a nurse, like acting like you're a nurse, acting like you're a housemaid, acting like a police officer. So there are different kinds of role play. Some people can like role play to be a bunny or role play to be a dog or anything. So it gives their partner or even them pleasure. Okay, there's some people that will dress up like they are the house girl. You know, when the house girl is like, you know, there's this thing we see it in Nigerian movies where the house girl is like cleaning the television and the man will come and sit down and be looking at her. Maybe she has a sexy body or something, will come and be looking at her, looking at her when she's bending over to clean and all this kind of thing. So there's some people that it turns them on. That's why you see most orgas that like to sleep with their house girl. That's that it gives them that feeling of that role play. So most people, if they don't have that scenario, they will like kind of get some outfits that make them look like a maid, and they may tell their partner to wear it because that's what gives them that, you know, sexual arousal, that feel, that pleasure. Okay, so the police officer, you know, when a police officer is like saying, oh, you're under arrest, you know, they'll do this in a sexy way, like, you're under arrest for this and that. Maybe the girl is wearing a very sexy, like, police outfit and she handcuffs the guy and they start doing a lot of crazy stuff. So role play can also be like a form of fetish. Some people have that fetish, like, before they start having sex, they have to do that role play. If not, they cannot be satisfied. Okay. So we also have animal porn. You know, some people that have sex with animals. It can be a form of fetish, you know, when there's this obsessive need to watch someone else having sex with an animal. You know, we've been seeing a lot of things on social media. Like last year, there was this rave about like most rich men, whether in Lekki or something, or Dubai. Most crazy things happen in Dubai anyway. So yeah, like they pay girls and these girls have sexual intercourse with dogs. Like these people spend money for girls to have sexual intercourse with their dogs. That's part of a fetish because them watching this person have sex with their dogs gives them that sexual pleasure. Okay, the person may not like it. The girl may not like it, but you know, these days girls do anything for money. So, you know, they have sex with these dogs. And I don't know if the dogs get pleasure from it. That's one thing we have to study. Okay, I implore that scientists actually study to find out if dogs get satisfaction from having sex with girls. Because I don't know. Because these dogs look like they're having a good time. You see them like hitting it and, you know, banging that. I don't know if they actually enjoy it or if they know that this is a different thing from what they're used to. But it seems like they enjoy it, and the people that pay these girls, they actually enjoy it too. So that's actually, you know, a form of fetish. But most times you could find like some dog lovers be like, okay, these dogs don't have consent to this and that. So we also need to look into these things. There are also some diseases that can be gotten this way. Who knows? You don't even know the bacteria that a dog is carrying or the infection that a dog can carry. That's where we start seeing diseases like Corona, Ebola, and all sorts of things. So you have to be careful out there. If you're doing such things for money, you should be careful, because if you carry that kind of infection in this Nigeria, nobody will treat you. In fact, shame no go agree you talk waiting you do carry that kind of infection. So you have to be very careful, okay? Don't do silly things for money. Yes. But if these men do not have this kind of fetish, I don't think such, you know, opportunities will come out. So then we don't know who to blame in this scenario. So another kind of fetish that I don't know if it's very popular, but I've had like some people like tell me, you know, one thing about having, you know, this kind of body, like a curvy body, a big ass, you have all sort of cycles, you have all sort of weirdos. Like there's this guy that told me that he wants to eat my fart. He asked me, do I fart? Well, I do, but I wouldn't want a guy to like eat my fart. Like, why would you want to eat my fart? Like, you. So what happens is that the guy puts his mouth. The guy puts his mouth and, you know, covers the and then you fart and the guy like gulps it. The guy gulps it like swallows it or smells it, like the smell. I saw a video and the girl, she has this big ass and she was farting, and the guy was like, and she was like, yeah, baby, take it. And she was just farting, like, mess. Wait, let me use Nigerian, like, so some of you understand. It seems you don't know the meaning of fart. Mess, like, person mess. And a man is like eating the mess. Say, make I chop your mess. So you spread your bum bum, so your asshole, and the guy will put his mouth there. Either a guy or a girl put his mouth there and, you know, gulps down the mess. So that's an actual fetish. Some people have that kind of fetish. Some people actually also have fetish for pegging. There are some guys that a girl has to wear a strap on and for them to come. They cannot have sex the normal way with a girl. And that doesn't mean they are bisexual. No, they are not bisexual. They just love pegging. They just love a girl like wearing a strap and, you know, them in the ass. Or maybe using your fingers or using your tongue or something. Yeah. You know, there's something like a prostrate massage where a girl will put her fingers, dip her fingers into a guy's ass and massage whatever she finds there, because I don't know what you are looking for in a guy's ass. I don't know what is inside. There is prostrate. I think the prostrate is, I don't know, I think it's in your testicles or something. Because where, how will you put hand inside a massage prostrate? Things people do in this life, the list is so long, like prostrate massage, pegging, and all this kind of, that's form of fetish. Because if these people do not do these things, they cannot come, they cannot have that sexual satisfaction. Okay, while a fetish can be a very like effective way of expressing yourself sexually, a fetish can actually cause distress for some other people. You know, it can cause anxiousness, it can cause anxiety for some other people. So how do you know you have a fetish? How do you know you have fetish for a particular thing? Okay, so these are some of the symptoms of a fetish. Having an intense desire or a recurrent desire or attraction for an inanimate object or, you know, a non-genital part of the body, like the feet, the toes, the tongue, the eye, the hair, any part of the body. That's how you know you have a fetish. That's one of the ways you know you have a fetish. Also, when something is disrupting your day-to-day, you know, routine, your day-to-day schedule, like if you are sitting down, the only thing you can think of is maybe breasts. There's this song I heard, I love breasts, I love breasts every day of my life, I love breasts. That guy definitely has a breast fetish, because every day of your life you love breasts. He says, when I wake up in the morning, my mouth is on the breast. Every day of your life, if you wake up, you're thinking about breasts. In the afternoon, you're thinking about breasts. In the evening, you're thinking about breasts. That's a fetish. That's a symptom of a fetish. Okay, when you know that this thing is getting out of hand, for months you're having these recurrent fantasies, these recurrent thoughts about this particular thing, that's when you know you have a fetish for this thing. Okay, so when it becomes a disorder, you have to find ways to treat it, because if it interrupts your day-to-day life, like it gets too much, you start to get anxious, you start to have anxiety, you start to get, you know, distressed when you think about these things, or when you do not have these things, or when you have these things, that's when you know that you have to like seek for help, you have to get treatment for this thing. You don't have to be shy. I know Nigeria is a country where people don't really talk about their sexual fantasies or their fetishes or whatever, you know, thing gives them that sexual arousal. But I don't know if there's any, like, you know, kind of doctor or health facility or even a mental facility that deals with such things. But you actually need to, like, go, you know, you need help, because there are some forms of fetish that can inflict harm on other people or non-consenting people. You see, like in the case of where we see some people that, you know, they are serial killers, and their form of serial killing is, you know, they find a girl or a guy and they like kidnap the person to just perform some certain things. That's a fetish. For example, if you remember this, there was this movie on Netflix. I've forgotten the name right now. Like, it just skipped my mind. And he like gets people, and he gets pleasure when he's maybe mutilating their bodies. That's also a kind of fetish, but it's called, like, I think it's paraphilia or sadism or something. Yes. So all those kind of people, you need to seek help when it's becoming too disturbing, when it's causing you distress, when it's making you anxious, because it's okay to have a fetish, but it's not okay when it becomes a disorder, when it becomes too much, when it turns to an obsession. You need to get some help, okay? You need to seek for help. Maybe talk to your guidance counselor or your mental. You can go to a mental institution, like the people that do this mental health thing, okay? Because it affects your mental health. Because, you know, everything about sex starts from the mind. Everything about sex, your fetish starts as a fantasy in your head. So you think about it, you find someone that is willing to do this with you, okay? So you have to, like, go for help if it is getting out of hand, okay? So guys, I don't think I'll be able to exhaust this topic, sexual fetishism, on this episode of the Rated 18 podcast. I think what I'm gonna do is I'm going to invite a special guest for us to discuss this topic on the next episode of the Rated 18 podcast. Okay, so we've come to the end of this episode. Don't forget to follow us on all platforms at Rated18_podcast. I remain your sexy and beautiful host, King Chick, aka Big Baby. Ciao!